Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with David Hawkins, who is, of course, editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call and author of the Hawkins Here blog and column. He's covered Congress in various positions at Congressional Quarterly, the Bible of anybody who wants to know about Congress, since 1995. Okay, so now you have this Hydra monster of legislation in the next few months. One of the things apparently has come to some resolution as we speak, David. The president has allowed that he will support a continuing resolution, otherwise known in certain quarters as a CR, for, you know, three or four months. How does this all come together?
Well, so right, and it's always good that we say to each other, you know, as we're speaking, this is what the president's saying, because the president. When he signed his first spending bill as president, which was back in March or April, he signed a spending bill that was for some spending decisions that were left over after the last election that the Congress sort of punted into the new administration. He signed this bill, he said reluctantly, and he said, but don't you worry, come September, we're going to need a good government shutdown to get more of what I want. What this country needs is a good shutdown, or words to that effect.
Yeah.
Now he sort of doubled down on that on that view by saying, I'm not going to sign any more spending bills unless they got money for the wall. And then in recent days, he's backed totally away from that and now says he'll at least be willing to sign, as you say, legislation that keeps the government open from October 1st, the start of the new fiscal year, until Christmas time, the end of the year. Without money for a border wall, but he hasn't said explicitly what he'll do then. So, what that would suggest is Congress has done what it does best, which is kick the can down the road. That come Christmas time, come the middle of December, there will be another. The real fight will happen. The president will push hard for border funding. I think it's very likely that he'll push to combine that demand with his willingness to sign legislation to keep the Dreamers in their current state of free from deportation and allowed to work, the so-called DACA program. He'd agree to sign a combo package that would be extend DACA or make DACA permanent, so long as he gets money for the wall. I think it's far from clear as we're speaking now whether that is a bargain the Democrats would go for. The Democrats have been very, very dug in against this wall. They think it's, you know, not only are they out to deny him his signature campaign promise, but they also think it's foolhardy and a waste of money and just not worth doing.
Well, in this case, the Democrats, of course, are absolutely right. Hello, folks. This is Alan speaking, not David Hawkins of CQ. I think that they're right. He's not looking very good now. I mean, it looks like he's backing out of everything. Frankly, he looks like a very confused guy. And of course, what we all know he is, which is a liar.
Well, okay. I'm not going to use I'm not going to use that word, but he certainly has. He certainly has a long record of being on both sides of many issues.
But he also has a long record of not telling the truth, doesn't he?
I guess he does.
Yeah.
There's a subtle distinction between not telling the truth and lying. I mean, is he out there to try and deceive people? I can't get to his motives at the moment. But yes, he has told many things that turn out to be untrue. He has said many things that the fact checkers, many countless things that are disproved by easy fact checking. I think what motivates the guy above anything else, and I think this has been clear really since he ran for president, is he just wants to get things done. He doesn't really care what they are.
Yeah.
More or less, I mean, you know, he said this thing about health care. He sort of said, just bring me a health care bill. Bring me something I can sign. I don't really care about the details. I just want it to be called a replacement for Obamacare, and I'll sign it. I think that has been sort of his approach going into this debate over taxes, which is now having to take a back seat to the immigration, storm relief, the budget. Taxes now going to have to take a back seat. But the president's general modus operandi in dealing with Congress is, I don't need to understand the details. I just want
something.
To sign something that I can call a victory.
Sure. Talk to me about his relationship with Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader. It's been Well, up and down, that's for sure. So tell me.
Yeah, what, it's been in a pretty long down period this summer. I mean, the president, you know, sort of a continuing this theme here, to state the obvious, or just be reminded what I know we all know, this is the first president in American history who has never had any kind of government job of any type ever. Not even been on a local school board, not been in the military, let alone state legislature, governor, Congress. No prior government experience, really had no dealing whatsoever with Congress in his business world. He made some occasional contributions, but his business universe didn't really lead him to deal with Congress. He doesn't understand Congress. He doesn't really buy the culture of Congress. So in that sense, he doesn't really understand what it takes to run the Senate. And therefore doesn't respect Mitch McConnell for what he is, which is a relatively, over time, savvy tactician. He, Mitch McConnell, is also less of an ideologue and more of sort of an accomplishment-driven guy. He, Mitch McConnell, a little bit like Donald Trump, is more concerned with getting to yes on the topic than on being ideologically pure. So in that sense, it struck me as a little bit surprising that they haven't gotten along better. But in any case, the president's been blames McConnell for not getting his health care bill done. The president doesn't really blame himself much, that he didn't offer much elbow grease or muscle to help McConnell. He just seems to find McConnell as sort of a useful whipping boy for this. He doesn't seem to give McConnell credit for the biggest achievement of Trump's presidency so far, which is getting a rock-ribbed conservative on the Supreme Court, which never would have happened if McConnell hadn't taken a huge gamble last year in sort of bending over backwards to hold that seat open. The president has thrown some, I think, kind of unfair criticism at McConnell. McConnell seems to be playing a long game and holding his tongue, at least in public. They did have some pretty tough words for one another in a couple of phone conversations this summer, but at least in public, McConnell's playing his usual long game and staying quiet about this.
And McConnell's wife, of course, is the transportation secretary.
She is transportation secretary now. She was the labor secretary once previously. Right. So Elaine Chao is her name, and she was one of the people standing behind the president at that one of the many famous events that happened in August, when the president sort of said some of his most combative things after Charlottesville. She and also said some pretty angry things about McConnell. Mrs. Chao, Secretary Chao's response was, "I'm standing by my man, semicolon, both of them." So she's in a tough spot.
Very quickly, we only have a minute. Is there an increasing appetite to impeach Trump?
No, is the short answer. I mean, there is, for one thing, not right now, could change. But right now, the Democrats, I think, are happy to, they don't want to overplay their hand. They feel like their long game is that sooner or later, new things will happen that will make it easier for them to make a case that the president should be impeached. That might be the 2018 election, or it might be something that comes out of independent counsel Robert Mueller's office. And so for now, they don't really want to talk about impeachment, and the Republicans, for their part, aren't talking about it either. So I think impeachment is a non-starter, at least until Mr. Mueller announces some sort of charges, which I've never had an independent counsel who didn't announce charges.
Which, David, is where we will begin for our next session. Thank you so much. David Hawkings is editor of Congressional Quarterly's Roll Call, author of the Hawkings Here blog and column, and has been covering Congress for CQ in many, many ways. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Alan.